Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Donna Clark, and welcome to my radio show from the Becoming team. My name is Donna Clark. I'm a life coach, author, motivational speaker, and now radio host. I'm glad to be sharing some time with you today, and we're talking. The show is all about how to become your own life coach. And everybody wants that. Everybody wants to be better. Everybody wants to take control of their life. So give me a call, and we'll talk about it. If you have any questions for a life coach on some directions that you may need, please give me a call. Let me let you know that we also would like for you to visit the website, which is becoming-site.com, becoming-site.com. And also you can follow us on Twitter at Becoming Site, all one word, at Becoming Site. Okay? This is the call-in number for tonight's show. If you'd like to call us up, please give us a call. It's 1-323-657-1416. Okay, let's get started because we got a lot to cover tonight. Okay? First of all, our positive affirmation for the day is, I'm having a love affair with life. Everyone should feel this way. Everybody should feel that their life is important and love every bit of it. And sometimes it's hard. I know. Sometimes we have hard days. Sometimes there's things that come up through the day that, gosh, we didn't expect that to happen and we didn't like it when it happened to us. But you don't have to dwell on the negative. You can just say a positive affirmation in your head. Maybe you need to go to the restroom if you're at work and just look in that mirror and say, I'm having a love affair with life. And how about I love myself? Throw that one in there too and really mean it too. These positive affirmations will work if you really mean them. Today I was on Facebook and Louise Hayes' daily Facebook post, she was talking about all about love, actually. All of her, she gives us a positive affirmation every day. She's a wonderful person to follow. That's Louise A. If you want to like her Facebook page, you will get a daily positive affirmation from her also. And today was all about love, loving yourself, being surrounded with love, being lovable, and finding love everywhere. Well, how do you feel about love? Okay, how do you feel more specifically about self-love? Why don't you call us up and call me up and I'll talk with you about that. It's 1-323-657-1416. So how do you feel about self-love? How do you feel about self-love as a positive affirmation for your life? You know, because I'm all about positive affirmations, and I say them all the time, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that I carry around my affirmation cards everywhere, especially in the car, because, hey, isn't that a stressful time? Some people might say, you have to love yourself first. You have to love yourself first before what? Let's think about this. How about before you're able to love others? That's what everybody says. Oh, you have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. Well, you have to. I think you really have to love yourself in life, period. You know, and then others will join in and they can love you if they want to. But you really have to love yourself. I mean, this is your life. You are the person, the most important person in your life. You have to take care of yourself or else they say you can't take care of others, okay? But you really have to take care of yourself. How about you love yourself first before forgiving yourself and others? Yes, sometimes we're our hardest critic, and we need to, you know, loosen up a little bit and forgive ourselves. I mean, other people may not forgive you for things that you have done, and that's their issue, okay? You need to forgive yourself so that you can move forward. All right, how about loving yourself first before accepting yourself? Okay, you do have to love yourself, and loving yourself, accepting yourself is part of loving yourself. Accept yourself. Everybody has flaws. No one's perfect. Nobody was made perfect. If somebody thinks they're perfect, that's an imperfection that they think that. But, yes, you need to accept yourself and others. You can't control anyone else. You can't change anyone else. The only person you can control and the only person that you can change is yourself. So love yourself and accept yourself. How about you have to love yourself first before you can live in complete joy? Wow, that's a powerful statement. And certainly if you don't love yourself, getting to that joyful life it's really not going to happen. Okay, that's a big obstacle you can't get over. You hate yourself. There's not going to be joy in your life. So you have to love yourself first before you can live in complete joy. Complete joy. Oh, my gosh. How about I joyfully welcome complete joy in my life? Okay? One of my favorite books is by Leo Biscaglia, and Leo has been around for a long time, and in the middle to late 70s, is very popular, and one of his most popular books is simply called Love. It's called Love, a warm and wonderful book about the largest experience in life. Now, just because someone wrote a book in the 70s doesn't mean it isn't applicable today, okay? Another example, the Bible, okay? So if a book is old, it doesn't mean that it does not have value. So I was looking at my bookshelf today when I was thinking of the show and for tonight, and I pulled out my old copy of Love by Leo Biscaglia, and I think I've had it since the 70s. Okay, when my parents went to go see Leo Biscaglia, and I believe they met him, and just went to go see him. He was giving a speech. It could have been at a community college, but they told me, oh, he's just wonderful, and oh, he's a man, and he talks about love, and so I got into to reading his books, and then he was all over PBS, and Leo Biscaglia was just the PBS star back then, besides Big Bird and Bert and Ernie. you know what I mean? And so I of course, got this book at that time so I could know what the excitement was about. And now, as I open it up today, dusty, not that I'm not a good housekeeper, and it's brown, yellow, I mean, it's mustard yellow pages here, okay? It's an antique. And I'm looking through the pages, and some of them seem like they want to come out. And this book has seen a better day, but it is perfect for today. Here is a quote that Leo has in the book about love. And I thought, this is perfect for those of us who are seeking a better life and a way to love ourselves and to get to our highest goals in our lives. And it is, when man has love, he is no longer at the mercy of forces greater than himself, for he himself becomes the powerful force. What do you think about that? Again, when man has love, he is no longer at the mercy of forces greater than himself, for he himself becomes the powerful force. We each, in each of us, we have that power to become the most important and powerful force in our lives. And if you need some help on becoming the powerful force in your own life, give us a call. Give me a call at 1-323-657-1416. I have about 3 more minutes remaining in the show, and I'm thinking about making the show longer, but right now, you know, I'm testing the waters, so we're going to stick with the 15 minutes. It's every Tuesday night from 6:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the coming show, okay? And we are going to for some reason, on the radio site, there is this terrible music playing right now, and I don't know, it's a computer thing, but we'll keep going. I want to tell you that you need to have a joyful heart as you consider love, and remember, have a love affair with life for yourself. Okay, we have about 2 minutes remaining in the show. If anyone wants to call in and ask a question, my name is Donna Clark. I'm a life coach. I'm an author. I'm a motivational speaker. And now, ta-da, a radio host for the past month. And I do have, some news about my book, Becoming Self-Study Life Coaching by Donna Clark. It is now on Amazon.com and has worldwide distribution. And I'm so excited about that because I edited it myself. And if you ever have been a writer and you've written a book, you know how much you have to pay somebody to edit your book. So I am really, really proud of myself for that. Thank you, patting on the back. But, you know, I give the power to God. And I thank everyone for listening to me talk about the book because I've been too excited about it. I'm excited about the website, so please visit the website. It's called becoming-site.com. And get a preview of the book, and also it's free. The preview is free. And also take a couple personality tests, a happiness test, a couple other sites that you might want to link on to. There's a lot of good information on the site for you. Help you. Yeah. And please join me, and I don't know why this terrible music is going on again. It has something to do with this website for the Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, join me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Becoming Site, and I do put positive affirmations daily on the Twitter site, and I'd love to share those with you. And let's chat with you during the day if you'd like to. Email me at becoming@bsl.rr.com if you have any questions. I will answer those questions to the best of my ability. And you can also check out the website, becoming-site.com. Remember, our positive affirmation for today is I'm having a love affair with life. You better be. You better be having a love affair with your life because no one else is going to be. And no one else is going to get to your dreams. And no one else is going to put you first, okay? You have to do it yourself. You have to get those goals out there, write them down, achieve them, small steps. And if you need some help with that, please contact me for the website. becoming@cfl.rr.com. Join me next Tuesday, and see you then. Be positive.